Okay. We are before Yom Kippur. I wanted to show you, even though our sales mature is now short, but even 1 minute of a sales mature is a good thing, you know. So I wanted to show you how this avoda of a sales mature is just emerging from what we davened or are davening for Shoni Yom Kippur. Our tefillah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is a tefillah which is be'etzem a very big thing. It's a big tefillah. And Chazal say on that, on this tefillah, they say, Pon al tefillah so'aro, that's in Tehillim, that's Yalkut Shemayin, there, Tehillim Kuf Beis, Amar Av Yitzchok, Klape Doire Zomro, Shoyen Lehem Eloi Koyen, V'novi, V'loi Beis Amikdosh, Shechaper, Hello, tefillah achas nishtayir olohem. That means they still have one tefillah left over. Shemispalim oisah b'rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim. Al tevaze oisah mehem. Hever loy bozo es tefillah oso. So you shouldn't belittle that. Tevaze is like belittle. I mean, it's like, meh. You know, you shouldn't do that. So it's a very modern expression, because the expression would have to be, you should be mekabel the tefillah, or you should, you shouldn't be, you throw it away, you shouldn't close your ears. But what is it? Al tevaze. And this one tefillah, you say, one tefillah which stays with you, with us, with the Klal Yisrael, instead of the Koyen Novi and Beis Hamikdash, okay? But this is the tefillah. So what is the tefillah we speak about? It looks like the tefillah we speak about is this tefillah which is Kedushas Hashem. Yeah? When we say Atah Kodesh, and then we are going and entering this whole thing of what it says. We are not in Pachtecho, we are not in Kovet, we are not in Tzadikim Yerubismochu, and then Amelech HaKodesh. This is the tefillah you say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur more than you say all the other Yom Tovim. That's you say over other Yom Tovim too. And then Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you have other things. This is called Rosh Hashanah, it's Malchus Shechem Shvifores, Yom Kippur is Kaporis, Avoide. So that this is, there are different things you say. But the thing which you say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur above all the other things, this is this Uvechentim Pachtecho till you say Hamelech HaKodesh. Yeah? So that is the tefillah, and this is why it's something which is a very big and so to say lofty thing, because you are asking the Borei Olam, David the Melech asked the Borei Olam, he shouldn't be mevaze that. Yeah? Al tevaze es tefiloso. Should be mevaze this tefillah, this real, this like on a high ramah, it's on a high level. What is that? What does that mean? So you have to understand that Aseres Mitzvah till the end of Yom Kippur, there's one problem going on. There's only one problem. The problem is, how are you able to say Amelech HaKodesh? How are you able to say that? Because Amelech HaKodesh is like Tarte de Sasa. Those are like two things which are contradictory by themselves. You can't say it. Because Melech means that he is together with you. That's what it means when it says Ein Melech Bloyam. You heard that once. So that's not some philosophical thing, you know. No, it is a Poshet. The Melech and the Am, they are related one to the other. The way it says in the Poshet too, Mikerech Uchich Altosim Alecho Melech. It has to be one of yours. You can't put someone on you as a Melech which is not connected to you altogether. That doesn't go. Yeah? A Melech is always connected to the Am. So Melech is connected. And Kodesh means Mufrash Umuvdol. Disconnected. Yeah? Aloof. Non-related. So how can you say HaMelech HaKodesh? It doesn't make any sense. Hokeil HaKodesh, that I accept. Because Hokeil means it's a Koyach. Hokeil of Kedusha. I believe 100%. Or I try to believe the whole... Or the whole thing which orchestrates this whole world is Kedusha. Yeah? In the background, behind the scenery, Kedusha, that what guides the world. Wants to bring the world to a better, to a more Kedusha-dike place. I understand that. But HaMelech HaKodesh just attacked us, so you can't say it. Not Shayach. Yeah? So this is the riddle of the whole Aseres HaMetshuva. The whole Aseres HaMetshuva turned over two words. HaMelech HaKodesh. Those are the two words which they are problematic, Aseres HaMetshuva. And we have to find a way, how are we able to say it, or we'll see, to live with that, to say it, because Melech is always Ein Melech B'loyam, or the Chayav Salova says, Hashara Adnus, Hashara Avdus, Mi Hashara Mitztarif, means as much you are an Eved, that's the way he is an Oden, and we are not an Eved, he is not an Oden, that's what the Chayav Salova says. So it's always the Melech and the Am, they have one to the other, but Melech HaKodesh, that doesn't go, okay? And that's why you say this tefillah, which is definitely something very big. That's why you begin. That Ato Kodesh, Shivcha Kodesh, Uktoishi, B'choye Maluchu Selo. Okay, that has nothing to do with Melech in that sense, because you speak about other creatures. Ato, Shimcho, the B'choyelom, and Uktoishi, those are Malochim. I didn't speak about yourself. So now I am standing there, I have just no access to that, that I should say on that HaMelech HaKodesh. I can't. So then comes the tefillah and begins to explore that. We explore that from a point of view which is not nowadays, this whole V'chein ten pachtecho, V'chein ten kovet, V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismochu, that speaks about the future, about Lo Asid Lavoi. That's why you say Be'hero B'yomeinu. It doesn't speak about now, speak about the future. But there is definitely a maile in the Klal Yisrael that they have a particular emune and a particular access to this picture, to this depth, that the Bira Olam is a Melech Kodesh Lo Asid Lavoi. That's what you begin with. And that's why you say, V'chein tein pachtecho. V'chein tein pachtecho, and something so big has to be relating, has to be revealing itself as relating to the Nivroim. The first step is that is putting a pachat on the Nivroim. Yeah? That's a pachat. And believe me, whenever you would have once such a pachat, it's the last thing you want. The last thing. You never want that. Yeah? Such a pachat, that's really bad. That's the thing you would just want to escape. It's better to just jump out of the window than that pachat. That, what the Novi says, we'll all hide ourselves in front of the Bira Olam because of the pachat which comes down on the people, and the Bira Olam will reveal it to himself, because this Kedusha, which has to reveal itself in the realm of the Nivroim, that's absolutely scary. That's what you say, Tein pachtecho, ve'imoscho, v'yiru'ucho, v'shtachalu v'nevnecho kol ha'boim. That's the way that you are. Okay, I don't want to explain. You can think yourself. You'll see how far you can think yourself. You'll see it throughout the Vat. But you can. You have to think yourself. But that is the first Uvechein. Uvechein is the revelation of this Kedusha Elyona, which will be lost. But now you're not holding there. But it will be lost for sure. And that's a Pachat Gomel. Now, it's not the whole thing. Because then comes the Kovet. Uvechein Tein Kovet, we spoke about that. Uvechein Tein Kovet, this is a Kovet to those entities, what you want to say, in the Briya, which they do have a Shaykhus to the Bira Olam. That's why you say, Amecho, Yirecho, Tirshecho, Loch, Namachim Loch, Artsecho, Yirecho, Avdecho, Ben Yishai Mishichecho, Bimhero B'yomein. So this, what you want, that the Kovet, this being elevated and being Shaykh to this Kedusha, that has to do with the Klal Yisrael. In the beginning, this revelation of the Kedusha in the world, which will be Lo Asid Lavoi, that's a general thing. It doesn't speak Dafka Al Amecho, we spoke about that. But now, it speaks definitely about the Klal Yisrael. Yeah? That's not the whole picture. Now you go further on. And I say, Uvechein tzadikim yiru v'yismochu, yogilu, yaloizu. Yeah? There will be a simcha with that. That's more than kovet. Kovet is, you are elevated. Simcha, that's something which is happening within the person. We'll speak about that. And this, what happens within the person, will cause, This whole ra will be gone, dafke, when the tzaddikim and the yeshorim and the chassidim, they will reach a stage of simcha. Everyone according to him, yeah? But when they reach a stage of simcha, then the whole ra is gone. Why? Why? Because it's like this. Simcha, Rabbi Saul says that already, simcha is emerging in a person when he is doing his avodas Hashem according, with accordance or in sync or with affinity, however you want to say these words. And I'll say in accordance to with his keichas hanefesh. When a person works in accordance with his keichas hanefesh, he is besimcha. Whenever a person does something which goes against his grid, you know, it goes against his teva, then he's not besimcha. But to be besimcha means that you do the work, you can't even do hard work, but you do it in sync and according to your keichas hanefesh, that what is causing simcha. And now it goes like this. This is one of the most unexpected things in the world which go on here. There's one of the most unexpected things. The Yetzer Hara is entering the reality of the human being through this making believe that he fits the human being. That was from the beginning of the Bria like this. When Chava saw the Eitz Hadas, she saw that it was very geschmack, very fitting. Nechmat la'askil, tayve lo enayim. It was like that was the most fitting thing. But in the end, the Yetzer in the end will reveal himself as someone which is the most strange thing to the person. He kills him. Yeah? It's the Eil Zor Asher Bekerav Gufa Shel Odom. It's a Yetzer Hore. He's the most strange thing in the person. But you have to understand this Pele, this most strange thing which that will kill the person, this most strange thing enters the person in a way that he makes feel and he makes believe that that's the most fitting thing. Yeah? Now, Torah and Avodah is just wired the opposite way around. Because Torah enters the person in a way that it's the most strange thing. It kills the person in the beginning. Yeah? And it's a big work to make that revelation for yourself that Torah fits you. That's a thing which is lo shchiach, you know, Torah should fit me. But in the end, when Torah really fits me, it's tal shel tchiyah. It will make me alive. Yeah? In the end, it will be niskale that this Torah is giving life. It is fitting. But it's fitting only after the work. Masha Einkein, the Yetzer fits before the work. Yeah? But in the moment when Tzadikim, those are people which worked, you know, Tzadikim, Yeshorim, and Chasidim, those are expressions of people which did a work in Avodas Hashem. Yeah? When they worked and they saw that Torah really fits the person, then the Yetzer loses the entrance, no entrance anymore. That's right. The Yetzer lost the entrance door because the Yetzer wants to come and say, I fit you, Ma. No, I just now saw that Avodas Hashem and Torah fits me. So the Yetzer has nowhere to come in, no way. It's not shayich, the Yetzer should enter the reality altogether. That's why you say, and then Yaloizu, and then Yogilu, and then the whole thing goes away, melts away like nothing, because it can't enter anymore. It's taken away, the whole ground under the feet of the Ra is taken away. But it's the Gili of Kedusha which fits. Yeah, the point, it fits. The moment Kedusha fits, really, the Ra is gone. And it's all across the law. We speak about it for sure. We speak about Lost in Law. This full revelation will be Lo Asid Lovoi. Yeah? But the moment that the Kedusha fits the person, the Ra is gone. And no entrance. Yeah? You can't enter anymore. That's a very deep Zeleum Azeh. That's only the Bereu Olam can do that. When you think about that, that is the most unexpected thing, you know? You take the thing which kills a person
and it comes along as the most fitting thing. And you take a thing which makes a person alive, Chaye Netzach, and it comes along as the most strange thing. You have to first kill yourself, before you are able to relate to it, you know? Or you say it by Nefesh Chaim, say you need Yirah Shomayim for that. But you need a step. You need to make a big work in order to reveal that Torah fits you. But after Torah fits you, the Yetzer Hara is gone. Yeah? But that's the Oshit Lover. And then you say, V'simluchato Hashem l'avadecho, kol ma'asecho, ba'artzi ha'mishkan k'vedecho, v'shalayim v'rkotshecho, kakos v'div v'rkotshecho, yimlech Hashem l'oilom. That's the Oshit Lover. Very nice. I have still a problem. I have to say HaMelech HaKodesh now. Yeah? I don't say it Losit Lovoi. I say it now. How can I say that? The whole problem, this problem of the Aseres HaMetshuva is these two words. HaMelech HaKodesh. Yeah? Those two words, those are the problem. Yeah? How can you say HaMelech HaKodesh? You can't say it. You know, but I'm still in under a problem. Okay, I made a big step forwards. Because I believe, and I have this Yediyah, Kmo Shiyodanu, Shasholtan Lefanech, I know that, I have the Yediyah, I am Shayich to it with my Emunah, I'm Shayich to it with my Yediyah, that of course, that's the way it is. But I want to be Shayich Lemaise. Melech is something which goes Lemaise, you know. I want to be Shayich to it today. And in order to say it, I have to be shaykh to that today. What do I do? Now that's the problem you are facing now. Kodesh ato v'noi roshmecho v'eine rekami balodecho. And now you say, this pasuk, which I asked around, is very unclear. You say, kakosuf, v'yik v'ashem tzvokes b'mishpot v'okei l'kodesh nikdash pitztok. What? Yeah, or what you want, yeah. But it's a more kakosuf. Kakosuf. Okay. So now I tell you, chatzif and otzach lebisha. Yeah, that goes on tefillah. I thought a pshat myself, tovshin aynala. And I said it over. And I think when you are davening and you have a certain pshat, a certain hergish in the davening, you may have that. But it could be very much, you may not say that over. So I had the chutzpah to say that over, my own pshat. And then people said, that's a chutzpah. But chatzif and otzach lebisha, because I found it at least four times in Chazal that they say that pshat. Yeah? So it's a chutzpah to say it berabbi before you make a research in Chazal. You have to be crazy. That's what I am. Yeah? But l'olam, four times in Chazal I found that. The pshat in the pasuk is the mishpot and the tztoke doesn't mean the b'roilo. It means your mishpot and your tztoke. It means your avoido. Yeah? When you are making mishpot, then the b'roilo will be elevated. And when you are making tztoke, then the b'roilo will be niskadesh. The Medrash Rabbe is in Dvorim. The Perikei Ois Zayin, it says that the Mishpot is ours. Steht worum Shani Oyev, Omar Kodesh Boru, Mikol Umish Borosi Ein Oyev al Israel, Kinar Israel Voyaveu, Mikol Ma Shaborosi Ein Oyev al Adin, Shenemar Kiani Hashem Oyev Mishpot, Omar Kodesh Boru, Noisna Nima Shohafti Lam Shani Oyev, Heve Shoiftim Veshoitrim, Omar Kodesh Boru Israel, Bonai, Chayechem, Bishchus Shatem Meshamre Mesadin, Ani Miskabea. Minayin shenemar vayikpa Hashem tzvokos b'mishpot. When you are making mishpot, I will be elevated. Mefurish the pasuk, eh? Nachon? In Mishle Rapse, in Medrash Mishle says it on the second half about tztoke, the same thing. Tztoke is our tztoke, and the Kohen HaKodesh nikdash with tztoke. And the Medrash even says what I thought. That the mishpot at stock over here means what Avraham Avinu says. Yitzaves peise acharov lasis stock o mishpot. He says, asher yitzaves bonu ves peise acharov v'shomru der Hashem lasis stock o mishpot. L'man hei v'Hashem al avov eis asher diber olof. Ubo nishtabiach dovit, v'yidovit oise mishpot ut stock l'chomoy, v'nishtabchu Yisroel, ut stock et yelonu ki nishpot lasis. G'doyle stock et ositze normale stock et.
שבאוסית הקודש ברוך הוא להשתבח ליום הדין, שנאמר ויתפשל צבוקס במשפוט וקהיל הקודש נקטש בצטוקה.
Speaks about יוצטוקה, yeah, the whole מדרש.
יוצטוקה will make the ברוילום נסקדש, and your mishpot will make the beroilom elevated. Aha! When my mishpot and my tztoke are making the beroilom elevated, I can say now, HaMelech HaKodesh. I can say it now. Because my mishpot and my tztoke is all Kedusha. You see? It's an elevation of the Bore Olam himself. My mishpot, that is a mapeche by us. Because by us, when we think, where is Kedusha? We think Kedusha is somewhere when you turn your eyes and you make Taneisim and you're just floating a few tfochim above earth, and that's a Be'odom HaKodesh. But mishpot utstoke are Be'in Odom Lechaveiroi. Yeah? And this Bein Odom Lechaveiroi, there is Kedusha inside. That is Kedusha. We'll speak about that. Yeah? That is Kedusha. And that is the Roimimus of the Beroilom. Or Mele, I can say also today, HaMelech HaKodesh. Even though it's a Talmud Zasser. How can I say HaMelech HaKodesh? Where do I have any access to this, that the Kodesh and me are in one realm? Kakosuf, Vayikva Hashem Tzvokos Bamishpot, Vokei LaKodesh Nikdash Pitztoke, Baruch Ado Hashem, now I can say it, HaMelech HaKodesh. Yeah? Okay? So that's what Chazal say in the beginning, what we brought, that Chazal said, that the Alte Vaze is Tfiloso. You shouldn't be Mevaze the Tfile, that is, that you should not make it make it small. Because that's a real big thing, you know. You are coming to say the biggest thing, that you and the Kedusha, they are like living in one realm. First with your Emune, and then even with your Maisim, you know. And you are able to say now, in a practical sense, we'll see it. You are able to say now, HaMelech HaKodesh. So that is a thing which you say, no, that's that the Bore Olam could say. That what you say? Neh. That means Tevazeh is Tfilosom. Al Tevazeh is Tfilosom. You shouldn't belittle it. You take it with this big, elevated taste which that Tfilah gives to the Bore Olam, that we, Klal Yisrael, are definitely shayach to a realm which is way above our nowadays reality. Way above. And we can't say HaMelech HaKodesh. We can't say that. Okay? That's what we have to know when we are davening in the Sefer Tshuva. This HaMelech HaKodesh, that is like every single time you are davening and you be'etzem, you are saying, you are saying that also in the Sefer Tshuva, you say, Ato Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, Dui Shimcha Liyam Onosecho, Yilalu Choselo, Boruch Ato Hashem, and then you just, it's like you open a door to a world. It's like you, boom, HaMelech HaKodesh. You open up that world. Yeah? It is an opening of a world, that HaMelech HaKodesh. And this is the point, that you can say a tefillah with all the kavonis. You can be Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. And you can be Mekasher, the Or Ein Sof to the Olam, is the way the Nefesh Chaim says in Shaar Beis. And you can have all the kavonis of being niskalel in the Kedushel Yoino of the Sheirosh HaNeshome Shel Klal Yisrael Yachad till you reach the end of Perek Yud Zayin or Yud Ches in Nefesh Chaim, and you didn't say HaMelech HaKodesh, you just were not there. You weren't there. Because this, those are two words. It's not a technical thing only that you say, HaMelech HaKodesh, I have to say these words. And now, out of some magic reason, when I don't say it, and I say only in the Kel HaKodesh, I wasn't the Yotzei Chayvo. But in the middle, you know, when it says Melech Oyev Tzdoko Mishpot and HaMelech HaMishpot, because I said this Mem Lamech Lamed V'chof, I said it, so then that's going through. But in the beginning, Olev and the Lamed, that's not Mem Velamed V'chof, Sophie, that doesn't go, so maybe not didn't say the words right. No, you weren't there. You just were not there. You were not in that realm. You didn't visit there. It's a world of Malchus of Kedusha. It's Hamelech HaKodesh. It's a world of Malchus of Kedusha. And when you don't say it, you just weren't there. So for sure you have to Chazorog, because you were not in the right realm. You were not in the right place. You just didn't visit there, you know. When you take a plane to somewhere and you miss the plane, you go to another place, so you have to take a connection flight, go to the place where you have to be. You are just not there. You have to say Amelach HaKadosh. It's not only a word thing, yeah, Vashi?
You're saying some type of
Achlot
or some type of
Kavonah. No, these Kavonahs there, you see Amelach HaKadosh, I don't know the Kavonahs. This is coming. Wait. That's a word. We'll see. Wait, a kavona. I have no shaykhs to kavonas in tefillah. I don't know what means kavona. I only mean, I am shaykh with my little things also to kedusha. Don't think about benotam lechaveiro here. I do not know. Please, yeah, dreiman is gekut. Ich komme nicht noch so gut. Pshoti, yeah. Atkan. So that's a tefillah, you know? Okay. That's what you do, the tefillah. But now we are doing that Aser HaMetshuva. In Aser HaMetshuva, just we do what we say. Of course, that's the biggest thing. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you say it, and you are living that with your emunah, and you are living that with your tefillah, this whole thing. But Aser HaMetshuva, you live that lamaisa. You do it. Huh? So how do you do it? And now comes the Benon Chaver in the lamaisa. Because this is the point, that the Kedusha is Nisgale in those little and simple things. Because the Kedusha is Nisgale in a way, which is the way we spoke, Rabbi Yisrael. Now it gives entirely other taste to that whole Rabbi Yisrael. And Rabbi Yisrael said, you have to turn over one of your Keuches HaNefesh. Yeah? You have to do a small thing, but one of your Keuches HaNefesh has to be turned over. That means Kedusha. That's what it means, Kedusha. Kedusha means Mufrosh Umuvdol. Where are you Mufrosh Umuvdol from? You are Mufrosh Umuvdol from your own little way of life. Just what you know, the whole year you go around with your Keuches HaNefesh and you do it in a certain way. And now, Aseres HaMetshuva, you take one action for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, but you turn over these Keuches HaNefesh to another point. And that means Kedusha. Then your Ben Odom Lechaveiroi, your Tztoke and your Mishvot is a Tztoke of Mishvot of Kedusha. Because it turns over your Keuches HaNefesh. That's right. It's not the same thing as you were till now. It's a Ben Odom Lechaveiroi. Yeah, when you Loshnor is also a mishpat, you know that? People today think it's a chok, you know? Loshnor is a mishpat, it's a benot v'chaveira. So when you don't speak Loshnor, Elamai, you're not only not speaking Loshnor, only you speak nice things to the other person instead of putting out all your dirt out of your mouth, the way we spoke. Yeah? You say a nice thing, that's Kedusha! You are Mufrosh Umuvdol from your own way of life for 2 minutes. That's Kedusha. And now you see? Now, that's what we do. And now everyone says, yeah, but what will be with my Yom Kippur? What will be with my Yom Kippur? What will be with my Yom Kippur? My Yom Kippur, what will be with my Yom Kippur? But you have to understand. The way the Kol Almin, you have to understand. You said it. You said, Uvechein tzadikim, yiru v'yismochu. Simcha means that the Keuches HaNefesh are fitting avoida. And when you take yourself with your Keuches HaNefesh, and you take your Keuches HaNefesh and turn it over, that the Keuches HaNefesh should point towards avoida, you are, at that moment, in a way, tzadikim yiru v'yismochu. Because you're able to experience that for 2 minutes, this is fitting. No, that fits me. It's not a strange thing.
It's not a thing which is, that's the small mice of Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah, you are able to see that Hasmode fits you for 3 minutes. You are able to see that speaking good about or towards a person fits you for 2 minutes. But it fits you. It's a good thing. It's not a mechanical thing. It's a good thing. You found a way how to take your keiches and nefesh and turn them over towards avodah. And then kol harisho kulo keoshon tichle. That's your Yom Kippur. All of the riches is gone. That's your Yom Kippur. Through that you are zoichet to Yom Kippur. Because through that you are entering a realm where Avoide fits you. When Avoide fits you, there the Ra doesn't enter. Can't enter there. Because the moment when Avoide fits me, then the Ra is not fitting me. At that moment, the Yetzirah, I took him away, the karka. I took away the ground under his feet. That's kol harisho kulo koshon tichle. It was rav or ma'at? That's your question. Your question is rav or ma'at? Yeah? Asach tzuvinzik? No, that's not the question. The question is whether you are shayich to Yom Kippur. You are shayich to Yom Kippur that the Ra is gone. That's the point. You are shayich to the p'china of Yom Kippur that the Ra is gone. That's what you have to do. You have to be shayich to that realm that the Ra is gone. And that's what you say. Tzadikim yiro v'yismochu, and then kol harisho kulo koshon tichle. Goes away. Just fades away. It's not there. That is your Yom Kippur, you see? That's our avodah. Very clear. That's the avodah. And over here you see that in this Aser Zemei Tshuva, the way Rabbi Yisrael teaches us, that's an unbelievable thing in Kay. The way Rabbi Yisrael teaches us, it's the most erlich way, not only because we are so weak. It's the erlich way because it does the job. Yeah? It does the job. Because you are turning over something. You are megale that you can be tzadikim yiru v'yismochu. That your keiches and nefesh are fitting avoide. You are able to reveal that. That's the job. And when you do that, that's your Yom Kippur. You get the Yom Kippur. You just enter the Yom Kippur straight. Yeah? That's your Yom Kippur. And then kol harisho kulo koshon tichle goes away. The ganze rishis goes away. Yeah? So that is the depth of Rabbi Yisrael. So it's so far away from what we always understood, that the Rabbi Yisrael comes and gives us an etzer for our weakness. You know, we are weak people, we can't really do the real work, so let's do a little work. No, he only tells us what is the real work. The real work is that. Because you have to be zoiche to a p'chine of Yom Kippur. Yeah? That's what he says. When you are maktil the p'chines Yom Kippur v'madreige yoyser govoya. That's what, right, that's the words of Rabbi Yisrael. You have to lift yourself a little bit up on Yom Kippur. Yeah, maktil, like govoya. You have to lift yourself up. And when you lift yourself up on Yom Kippur, that is a toy v'shein keduk mosa. You enter Yom Kippur with the right way. And then k'tusha sayoyim is mechapa. Then you are zoichet to this k'tusha sayoyim. Yeah, kol harisho kolo koshon tichle. You are zoichet to that k'tusha sayoyim. And then you have it. Then you have a Yom Kippur. That's it. And then you are zufrieden. Then the k'tusha sayoyim is mechapa. Because it's mechapa with the tshuva. Yeah? It's mechapa with the tshuva. That's it. That's what you need. Yeah? So this is the point. There are several points over here. Yeah. But you see this ma'apeche in that kedusha is lying in your tzedakah and in your mishpot. This is so krum that we always think kedusha is there only in the, you know, kedusha, the tahara, you know. No, kedusha is in tzedakah, is ben orah ve'iroi, and mishpot is ben orah ve'iroi. Yeah, masking. And there Kedusha is. There is the source, or there is the essence of Kedusha is there. Yeah? And that's what the Pasuk says, that it speaks about our Kedusha, our Tzedakah, and our Mishpat, and that's what makes the Borei Olam elevated. Aha! So maybe I have a Shaychus, it's Melech HaMishpat, also in the Tefillah, and also in the Melech HaKodesh.
It's also in the tefillah, and it's also in my ma'aseh. That's the riddle of ourselves, mitzvah. That's it. That's the whole thing. So when we would want to be magdir, what are aseres meitshuva? It's only this: Hamelech, Hakodesh. That's it. Those are aseres meitshuva. More not. Nothing more. Gur nicht mehr. The einzige Sache. Only Hamelech, Hakodesh. But this is—it's such an etgar. It's such a challenge to say these words. It's such a challenge for us that we should somehow live with these words in our world. That needs a Rosh Hashanah, and that needs a tefillah there. That needs a Yom Kippur, and that needs a Aseres Meitshuva to do these ma'asim and to try to do the things which turn over a person, and that's what is needed in order to be shayach to this Hamelech HaKodesh. But that's it. That's the beginning of the year. Yeah? Okay? So I think that is a good pshat over here in the tefillah. It became better because of the Chazal, that's right. It's Mamish Chatzifa, not Zachalabish. It was a chutzpah to say. I thought about that myself, and then I had the chutzpah to say it. And then the person told me, "You may not say these things in Barabbi. That's takya chutzpah. You may not say that." But Chazal said, "Now I'm fine. You know, now I'm fine." But it is. I say this not because I want to make myself. Because in tefillah, nachol, you may not say that Barabbi. But in tefillah, there is a place that you think yourself. You know. There is a space for you to be misboinen in your tefillah. There is, yeah. And once in a while, Baruch Hashem, you are even able to do something very big you never dreamt before. But there is a place. Tefillah has to be me'oy mekalev. Torah comes al levovecho, and tefillah comes me'oy mekalev. So when you are digging there and you are revealing something, that's a precious thing. So you shouldn't say that barabbi nahom. That's a chutzpah. You shouldn't do it, yeah. But la'olam, the etzem tefillah, that's the way you daven. You daven with yourself, you know, and you are knowledgeable enough, you have something, you can go with your own hergeishim in that. That's what tefillah is about, yeah? Okay, that's what tefillah is about. Good? Okay? So that's what I wanted to tell you. So you should have all, a gemach and sima teve, good gebench shtyol. Whenever, once in a while when I say avad, and afterwards people come to me and they ask something, and then I just could be that they want to make a certain face or a certain, which is perhaps you feel that now Leichter doesn't hold of me. It's not true. I hold of everyone. I only once in a while, or I'm in a bad mood, or that's the way I react. Perhaps I have to be attacked in that, could be, but I don't know how. And you have a good age to tell me. But that's the way it reacts by me. So it is not, I didn't mean anything, so I bet Mechila. It really hurts me. That was for me. I was in Chutz Loretz, I can tell you, I was in Chutz Loretz, and there was someone which asked me a good question. And he looked at me, I want to ask the rabbi the question. So I told him, I have to think about it, and I left him. So after 5 minutes, I hopped that he is Nifga. Because when I tell him I have to think about it, he thought that I tell him, I don't want your question. Because he's not used to that the rabbi says I have to think about it. Yeah? So I looked for that guy. I can't look for that even Chutz Loretz, you know. I tried to tell him, excuse me. You know? I don't want to be pokeh on anyone. But once I have these reactions which you think I make like this, no, it's not only because I stuck. Yeah? Now, when you spoke Loshon Hara on me, please don't come and ask for Mechile. Don't do that. Because that is the risk. When you are standing berabim, that people speak about you Loshon Hara. When you don't want to take that risk, don't aim for any stelle in the world. Yeah? Don't do that. Don't try to be exposed to the tzibur. When you think, I'm exposed to the tzibur, but when someone speaks bad about me, then I really have to come and ask Mechila, and I have to think whether I will be Mechil him, then please don't enter this job. Because that's the risk of you being in that job, that people speak about you. So when you spoke about me, it doesn't matter, I boichel everything, and that's part of my job, and you don't have to come and ask Mechila. But you, I beg you, whenever someone feels that I hurted him, according to whatever I know, I didn't intend to hurt anyone, so whenever you feel that, I want to ask for Mechila. Okay? That's my a little bit ben odom l'chaveiro, it's toko mishpat, you know, a little bit. And, okay, and that's the vaad. It's only a technical thing. Tonight, normally I say two vadim, one at 8:30 and one afterwards in Ramat Eshkol. There won't be. Whenever you know someone which would come It's on the phone now, but when you know someone which would come, please tell him that there is no vat tonight, because I have to say a vat in Yeshivas Chevron Givat Mordechai. So that was a thing which he told me only 2 days ago, so I'm going to do that. Those are a lot of pochim there, as you don't hear, so they want to hear something, so I felt obligated to go there. Yeah? So there won't be a vat tonight. Whenever you know someone which is attending normally, please tell him. And two vadim will be, the Ramami Panu will be. And, next man, that there will be a hoda'ah. For sure, Rosh Chodesh is only Friday, I think. So when you are going to America, whatever it is, I don't know whether you go to America, it's a crazy thing to go sukkah to America. But this Shabbos after that's still better. That's, I can't begin this man Friday, Nichayach. You can begin only after Shabbos and after Shabbos, you know. Yesh mochalach hazman, you know. And then the first week, I do not know. You have to first stare at this box, you know, which it says psula nisus p'yom ravi or whatever it says shnai mechazim betalit. You have to stare at that box for a few days before you are ready for any vat. That's right. So I don't know whether in the first week we will have vat. Most probably not. And the vadim will be beginning in the second week. There will be a hoda on the phone. I hope this phone number, I will do it really regularly. I have to get used to that. But there will be a hoda blined on that. Ad kan. A good benazman.